Become more. Unlock your future. Let your dreams become reality. OFM, choose your career with the Northwest University.
In the OFM Career Focus with the Northwest University, advocate Clint Ullerman shares more about his job as a forensic accountant. Let's quickly talk about your job and what you do day to day.
Working in the forensics industry sort of exposes you to many different sectors and industries. So for me, that's a really attractive feature. It also means no 2 days are the same for me. So depending on the assignments I'm working on, a typical day could be anything from doing field work, going out to interview witnesses, preparing for an important interview or interrogation with a suspect in a case, meeting a client, taking new instructions on a new investigation. A lot of our time is spent on analyzing documents and evidence that the team uncovers during the investigation, putting that together and piecing pieces of different puzzles together. For me, that's quite an exciting thing to do. And then sometimes you spend time researching a client's particular area of business or his industry where he's got a problem to see how we can assist him. A lot of my time in the work that I do is taking evidence and drafting forensic reports, which sets out my findings of my investigations, making recommendations to clients on action to take or how to resolve issues or disputes. And I also spend time in court testifying in criminal proceedings on investigations that I've conducted, or sometimes in disciplinary or civil proceedings where we found evidence that's enough to take action against someone. So yeah, that's, as I say, it's a diverse set of tasks, and depending on the assignment and where you are in the assignment, that is how my day generally looks.
What would you say are some of the biggest obstacles that come with this career?
Look, I think one needs to remember that we are not policemen. We don't have powers of arrest and search and seizure. We're independent forensic auditors, forensic investigators. Some of the people in the industry are experts. But that also means that we have to work within the confines of the law. So we don't have powers to arrest people. We don't have powers to go and search someone's business premises, etc. So that also means that we need to work with law enforcement agencies to make sure that we don't cross those legal boundaries or anything, do anything that could potentially compromise our investigations entirely, so that you would see a lot of work, good work, going down the drain because somebody crossed the line where they shouldn't have.
If a prospective student is listening to this conversation and they're interested in pursuing this degree, what advice would you share with them?
Okay, firstly, the forensics industry is a very exciting industry to work in, and there are many disciplines within the forensics industry. The pool of forensic skills is quite diverse. Over the years, it's become a lot more technology-driven as well. So traditionally, we had forensic lawyers and forensic accountants and forensic investigators. These days, we have data experts as well as cyber forensic experts, which form part of the skills pool, if I can put it that way. But we often work in large teams. So my advice would be you need to be able to be adaptable, work in an environment where you can work with people. It's quite a pressurized environment from time to time. So you need to be someone who can cope with some pressure. And I think lastly, honesty and integrity are probably the two of the most crucial characteristics of the forensics industries.
That was advocate Clint Ullerman, who shared more about his career as a forensic accountant in the OFM Career Focus with the Northwest University.
Download this useful podcast now on ofm.co.za.